Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding I'm learning
to
lean
on Jesus.
Yes, I'm learning
to
lean. Yes, I'm at an altar I knelt. I found peace, so serene, and all that he asked of is a child like trust, and a heart that's
pure
and clean. Yes,
I'm
learning to read. Every day I'm
learning
to read. When I'm alone and in despair, I call on Jesus, and he's always there.
Oh, yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me. He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Anytime.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. I'm done told you this is going to be a gorgeous day. This is going to be a wonderful day. Oh, yes, I've looked outside. Every morning I get up, always, that's the first thing I do is go and look outside to check what the weather is. And, yes, it rained pretty much all during the night, and it's supposed to sprinkle and be cloudy and things all day today. But guess what? It's going to be a gorgeous day. It's going to be a wonderful day because we are prepared for whatever the day throws at us. We are going to be prepared. And so I'm just hoping that each one of you, as you got up this morning, don't worry about the weather. Don't worry. We've been crying about that all winter. Well, it's too cold and it's freezing. I'd be glad when the weather breaks. Well, it's breaking. Be glad. Come on. Let's do what the Lord has asked us to do and be thankful for the seasons, because next year is going to do the exact same thing. God is so consistent. He is so consistent. It's going to be the exact same thing. But guess what? Woke up this morning and I looked outside and the road is pretty damp and everything, but did that bother me? No, didn't bother me one bit, because I just know what the day is going to bring and what God is going to bring to us, and not what we're going to bring to the day. Matter of fact, if you really want to get a good laugh out of the Lord, tell him what you plan for the day. If you really want to see him laugh, tell him what you got planned for the day and see how that work out for you. Well, we're just so thankful that you're on the program today, and all of our friends, wherever you might be, up in Detroit and all up around Savannah and different places all down in Florida, wherever you're up in West Virginia and different places around, we're just so glad to have you on our program for today. In the book of John, a question was asked, and it was eventually answered in John chapter 6. John chapter 6, verses 66 through 69, a question was asked, and then it was turned around and answered. He says, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Can you imagine that? I mean, just can you picture that? If you were back there and you had seen the Lord and Savior feed 5,000, if you had seen him heal a lame man who had been lame for over 40 years. And you've seen him heal of the blind man, and then you've seen him heal people who just touched him. Maybe 1,000 people was touching up against him, but one who had faith touched him and was healed, and you were back there with him. Could you have been in this crowd? Well, I hate to break the bad news to you. Yes, in 2024, we still have people who are trying and attempting to walk no more with the Lord. But anyway, this particular passage says, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then Jesus said unto the 12, will ye also go away? And then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe that and assured that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Simon Peter, I was one who was outspoken. He was one with Jesus. But this is a confession. People who talk about that, you don't have to make no confession. All you got to do is just put your hand on the Bible or just say, Lord, come into my life, and then just go on about your way. But here's a big confession when he said, then Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? That's the question. Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure. I love that 69th verse, and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that's a very beautiful passage. And so he's sort of indicating that we need Jesus. And we all do. And we need him as a friend. And we all do. One of the beautiful songs that we used to sing a long while ago out of the second election was that very song, A Friend Like You. We've had friends in our lives that come and go. Some friends, unfortunately, are just there for a season. Those who are there just for a season and we try to hold on to them, those are the ones that cause us the most misery. Those are the ones that that makes us lose sleep overnight. Those are the ones who we're always trying to figure out how we can hold on to them, why they hadn't called in the last 4 months, things like that. Friends, let me tell you this, don't worry about that. Some people are in your life for just a season. I have some friends that I haven't spoken to in maybe 10 years or so. And maybe we'll stumble upon each other in a call or in a text or something. We sort of take a little bit off. I don't talk to them from the vein of, man, you ain't called me in 15 years. Man, where you been? What's going on, man? I thought we was tight, and I thought our relationship was such and such and this, that, and other. No, you take yourself through too many memories and too many miseries when you do that. Let that go. Don't hold on to that. They're just there for just a season, for just a hot minute sometimes. And with me, I meet people like that because in the church you do that all the time because you have people who attend the church and for just a hot minute you sort of get familiar with them, you're laughing and you're joking and everything. The next 4 or 5 Sundays you don't see them at all. I've been going through that all my preaching career. Now that's something you have to get used to. If you don't, you'll be in the nut house. Because people are just that way. They can laugh when ain't nothing funny, and they can scratch their head when it ain't itching. And you just got to be ready for that. But here's what he said. He said, "To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." And we believe, and we assuredly believe, that thou art the Son of the living God. So we need a friend. We need a friend to stick it close to us about a brother. We need a friend that we can call on and that calls on us. Every once in a while we'll joke with somebody when they get ready to say, something happens and they say, "Lord Jesus," we'll say, "Call on somebody that know you." That's a true statement because a lot of people who name the name of Jesus, they don't know him. And so we use that as a joke sometimes. Call on somebody that know you. Well, the song says, "This life is filled with sorrow and troubles here below. We often made the wonder just why it should be so. In every tribulation, this life must bring to view. Oh, Lord, we need a friend like you. Oh, Lord, we know you traveled the road to Jericho and helped the lonely pilgrims. The Bible tells us so. When the earthly friends forsake us, and all the world seems blue. Oh, Lord, we need a friend like you. They say that many trials will come to vex the soul, that clouds will often gather to dim for us the goal. In every sad condition to lead us safely through. Oh, Lord, we need a friend like you." And then, of course, the course continues to say, "Oh, Lord, we need a friend like you on this weary road. We need someone to guide us and share our heavy load." And then he said, "We are one love to," then he says, "need someone to love and tell us what to do. Oh, Lord, we need a friend like you." There are times when we get ourselves in a fix and we need some direction. We really do. Just the other day, I was talking to somebody, and they was telling me one of the conditions and situations that was going on in their life and how this was going this direction and how this was going in that direction. And the last statement they made was, they asked me, what do you think I ought to do? And sometimes that is a question that you should not attempt to answer. Let me tell you this. You're not one of those persons who can read your palms and who knows everything. Sometimes when people ask you what you think I ought to do, please don't give them no information at all. Sometimes you're just not in that category. You're not able to do that. And let them know that. So, But here's what it says. I said, we need a friend like you. And the last verse of this song says we need somebody to tell us what to do. Sometimes we do run up against a wall or we run against something in life that we really need some directions in really which way to go. Now, most of the time, the handwriting's on the wall. And I've done told you. Sometimes you'd be asking people, what you think I ought to do? That condition already been told you what to do. You are just, you just caught tricks in between wanting to hold on to something that you need to let go. That's what I, that's what I found out with most decisions. Most decisions are not a decision of what you should do this or what you should do that. Most decisions is coming from a standpoint that you're trying to hold on to something, or something is trying to hold on to you, and you know you ought to let go, you ought to turn it loose because it's not in your best interest, and you know your health is failing you, and you're losing sleep over this, that, and other. And I don't know how many times that I've been in a grocery store or somewhere where somebody else is around you, at Home Depot or in Walmart or something like that, and you're walking down your aisle, you're trying to buy what you're trying to buy, and you hear somebody on the phone who's talking pretty loud. And they're always talking about a situation. They're always talking about a relationship. They're always talking about what she said and what he said. They're always talking about what they said they was going to do and ain't going to do. Just listen to some. I mean, you don't even have to peep. You don't even have to play like you listening to something like that. People be talking so loud when they go to the store, you can't help it. But I've noticed that most people are talking about job situations on the phone. Girl, I tell you, at work, I'm telling you, it is a mess. And last time I talked to her, she was this, that, and that. This girl talking about, I need to give her $50. Or I already gave her $4 for her son's Easter outfit. And she come talking to my buddy, telling him. Those are the kind of conversations you hear people daily and day out. They're talking about relationships, talking about their jobs, and talking about their family relationships, things like that. Oh, yeah, we need a friend like Jesus. Yes, we do. We need a friend like Jesus so bad. Just observe some of the conversation, and you'll see what's going on in our society and what's dominant in our society. And very few times, I'm telling you, very few times have I been in a store where I've heard a pleasant conversation coming from somebody who was planning a vacation, or yeah, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And they said, these are some drama conversations going on from these little cell phones and stuff that you see going around. And so, do we need a friend like Jesus? Yes. Do we need to find some way to overcome all of these things that we do? Yes. A friend like you. Father, thank you for giving us an opportunity to be a friend, and you be friend to us. And we just ask you during the course of the rest of this week, as we meet different foes of the day, whether it's on the job or whether it's in a relationship or whether it's in our homes or whatever it is, give us the knowledge to sometimes say no. Sometimes to give us strength to just get out and walk away. Don't keep struggling with things. Don't keep struggling with a rope that's just really around our neck and getting tighter and tighter all the time. Jesus loves you. He died for you, and he's coming again, and he will always be your friend, and have a super duper week.